Day three in Tokyo shapes as one for the ages. A true head-to-head showdown across international sports. It will take place in the pool, the Tokyo Aquatic Centre, where Ariane Titmus, on debut at a Games for Australia, stares down Katie Ledecky, the greatest distance swimmer, from a female perspective of all time. One is the reigning champion, the world record holder. One is the world champion and aspires to the throne. But to beat the legends, well, you have to become a legend in doing so. 12:20 today, Ariane Titmus swims for gold. And I love the terms of conditions. Whoever breaks the world record by the most will win the gold. That's the view of the two swimmers at the heart of it. 11:30 is the first of the finals, where Emma McKeon goes in the 100 metres butterfly. There's every reason to fancy a golden start in the pool. And then the closing at 1:05 local time is the 4x100 metre freestyle relay. Carl Chalmers gave us a little taste of what might be possible. It's already been an eventful day three. The gold medalist in the triathlon finished up in a wheelchair. If you'd had a look at the visuals, you couldn't believe that he was the winner. Steph Gilmore has been stunningly knocked out of the surfing, so she follows Ash Barty as one of our banner acts out of the games too quickly. And we've been watching surfing and skateboarding. Dudes, it's been quite the morning. Surfing and skateboarding has been the main fare in Tokyo. I've been looking forward to this conversation all weekend. I'd love you to join in. 1-300-736-736. I've had the privilege of covering Olympic Games since Sydney in 2000 in various guises, but I've never been able to do it with a talkback component and to be able to swap notes with you along the way. How you felt yesterday as Australia won the gold medal in the relay. The drones in formation at the opening ceremony felt like something straight out of Spider-Man Far From Home. The archery was all the rage in our house on Saturday, curiously. We feel like we have a growing expertise in slalom canoeing. We stole looks at Simone Biles yesterday. We've ridden the highs and the lows so far of the Matildas and the Ollie Roos. We're feeling bullish about the Kookaburras. And we're all in on the boomers, and I'm sure we're hardly alone there. The Tunisian in lane 8 was just a sheer delight, and the cycling road races were quite mesmerising. I know Robert Craddock was taken in by what transpired in the women's road race yesterday, so we will rely on his wisdom and experience coming up. But I'd love you to get involved. 1-300-736-736 to join our Olympic conversation, and you can text 0433-98-1116. To continue the footy chat, Kane Corns has taken things up on the Flip channel. So if you open the SEN app right now, you'll see SEN 1116 Flip, Kane Corns. And if you'd like to punch on with Kane, particularly from a Carlton perspective, I'll be able to see the texts that he's getting as well. So there should be some good fun. I'll eavesdrop on that if you want to stay fully connected to the footy. But the games, our coverage is for Mate Communications award-winning Aussie service mobile plans from $20 and zero online accounting to help you do business, but better. I want to start with the events of yesterday. Australia's first gold medal at these Tokyo Games was one of legacy and legend. Perhaps the only Australian team who can compete with what's going on with this relay team at the moment is the women's cricket team. Only they could lay claim to the dominance that this relay team has produced since a surprising gold medal in London. This team, under the stewardship of Kate Campbell, who has been the constant, now has 3 Olympic gold medals, 2 world championships, has proven untouchable at the Commonwealth Games and the Pan Pacific Championships. And yesterday, well, it was the 4th time that they had broken the world record through this reign. The margin of 3 seconds was a fair reflection of the awesome and ruthless force that they have become. This 4x100 metre relay team is as good as there is in Australian sport right now.
Melanie Schlanger is flying. She has had an incredible 12 months and she has just been waiting for this moment.
So Australia leads USA and Holland. What a great race. Schlanger, Schmidt will be strong at the end. Perora Jojo had to use a lot in the first 50. Schlanger holds a good lead though. Australia hanging on here, I think. from Holland and also the United States. Schlanger's in front. Commonwealth Jojo can't quite get her, and the Australians will win the gold medal. It's Australia first and an Olympic record.
Kate Campbell looks like she's going to take the gold for Australia.
She has grabbed a lead of 1.6 seconds. Such is the form of Kate Campbell. Ledecky might be the best female distance swimmer in the world, but she's got nothing on Kate Campbell at the moment. A dominant sprinter. 25 metres to go. Kate Campbell has it in Australia's grasp. This was a delightful surprise in London, but in Rio, it's an act of pure domination from the Australians. The sprint queen's touch in front of the world record. That's winning gold in style.
Can they get under 3:30 for the first time? It's their world record. Kate Campbell in the water for her third gold medal. Away she goes. 4 by 1 equals 3 in a row for the Australians. A world record. They defend their title. And the best of this generation.
It was an iconic swim yesterday. Ian Thorpe gave voice to that. The three gold medals through London, then Rio, and now Tokyo. And Kate Campbell, while she might be swimming for the individual plaudits, I think her legacy is absolutely assured through what she's been able to do with this relay team. As good an Australian team as there is on our sporting landscape, a decade of dominance. Now these three gold medals at the Olympics to show for it. 1-300-736-736 to talk this relay team, to take in what you have from the Olympics so far and to share it. Jack's in the CBD. Jack, welcome to you.
Fascinating about the relays, because, like, if I help my team qualify for row 3 or 4 or 5 in the centre and we qualified for great time and we're in the final and then my team wins the gold medal, shouldn't you think that the other two who support the team to get to that final in the right position, a qualifying gold medal or some recognition? I think it's a shame that the other two girls don't get the recognition that the four girls in the final get.
They do get the gold medal, Jack. They have it presented at a private ceremony rather than on the podium, but Maddie Wilson and Molly O'Callaghan are gold medalists. So there are 6 gold medalists out of that relay triumph. And for Maddie Wilson, it's her second gold medal, having qualified the relay team. So all 6 are formally gold medalists. So precisely what you're hoping for is exactly what happens, Jack. It's the way that it should be. It's the way that it should be. And Maddie Wilson becomes, I guess, the poster girl for that. 1-300-736-736. I thought, so it started with that, the anchor leg in London, and that was swum by Melanie Schlanger. And it was a big responsibility. It was a surprise on the night. It was quite brilliant. Melanie's now Dr. Melanie, right? And we've just called her away from her duties at her workplace, at her hospital in Brisbane, to have a quick chat, a reflection, and to marvel at what this team has done. Melanie, great to have you on SEN.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's a fine tradition, isn't it, that continues to build?
Yeah, well, it's pretty exciting. I think watching the girls swim, carrying that flag and that tradition on has just been pretty phenomenal, really.
What do you think of the legacy that the team that you won that first gold medal with, you broke the world record with them in the Commonwealth Games, and under Kate Campbell's stewardship, it has continued to grow?
Yeah, it's pretty outstanding, really. I think the tradition in the 100 freestyle in general in this country has just been amazing for probably the good part of 20 years now. It kind of started back, you know, with Jodie Henry and Libby Trickett and Alice Mills, you know, and then I think over the last 20 years, 5 Olympics, we've won 4 of them. So, you know, that tradition started probably even well back with Dawn Fraser and, you know, certainly the last 20 years, it's really taken a new level, and to see those girls continue it on is just exciting.
Well, what did you think watching it yesterday?
Yeah, I was at work actually, and I was in with a patient, and it came on, and I sort of stayed a bit longer and watched it. So cheering along with one of the patients in the hospital, but it was really exciting, and yeah, I think it's hard to explain that feeling that they would have had, and you know, to break a world record at the Olympics, the absolute pinnacle. And, I was just so excited to see that they've been able to continue that tradition. And 3 in a row is just, pretty incredible.
Did your patient know by any chance?
No, I had no idea.
Your little secret to watch there.
Yeah.
What does it say about Kate Campbell and her sustained excellence at the top of the sport?
Oh, you know, I think that sort of longevity is the hardest thing in sport to be able to produce. You know, it's one thing to get to the top, but to stay there for so long is just, it takes a very special type of athlete. And, you know, she's just gone from strength to strength, really. You know, she started out as a teenager on the team in 2008, probably a little bit nervous, and kind of went in as one of the favourites and probably didn't perform to her own expectation at that meet. And she's just kind of continued on and gotten better and better throughout the years. And, you know, I think just to look at what she's achieved in her career is just really insane. And, you know, there won't be too many athletes who could count themselves amongst the calibre that she's been able to set.
Did it stir your own memories of London?
Yeah, certainly. I think you always get that bit of a buzz and those memories flicker back. Sometimes it's hard to recall. It kind of feels like a bit of a past life, but when it kind of flashes up and reminds you, it's it certainly does kind of bring back those floods of memories and certainly happy times.
What do you remember about it? I recall it was a delightful surprise that night. I think the Dutch felt like they had a stranglehold on the event. Do you recall what the build-up was like?
Yeah, I do. I remember our coach of the relay at the time was sort of, you know, he kind of sort of said to us, you know, you're not the favourites, just go out there and have fun and see what happens. And, you know, we really just had the pressure off. We weren't expecting to win, but we were hoping, you know, that if we could put it all together, you know, that the result would be something we'd be proud of. And, I remember the other thing I probably remember is just being on the blocks ready to dive in, and we were in the lead, and I thought, oh dear, I don't want to be that one, you know, so just trying to keep the lead. But, yeah, it was pretty exciting.
The sense of team. One of our swimmers yesterday noted that it's so often referred to it as an individual sport, and it's nothing like that. What is the sense of team like, particularly around those relays?
Yeah, I think everyone wants to be a part of the relay in Australia. It's one of the events that we've got such a proud tradition in, and it's a chance to swim with your teammates. And, you know, like you say, a lot of the individual sports, you're out there by yourself, but those relays, you get to go out there with your teammates, the ones who are, you know, next to you in the pool, putting in all those hard yards and, you know, hurting themselves every day to be better and to fly the flag for Australia. And so it's definitely something everyone wants to be a part of, and the experience is like no other. It's just, you know, exciting from start to finish, and you kind of set your own pride aside and your own goals, and it's just swimming for a higher purpose, and it's really exciting.
Do you recall the moment where you touched the wall and knew that you'd held them off?
I do, yeah. I probably more so through images that I've been, you know, shown over the years, but certainly that sense of excitement, probably more so excitement than relief. I know some swimmers will swim and kind of feel that sense of relief, and probably due to all the hard work and those years and years of setting this your sights on this one particular goal that you've got, you know, less than a minute to kind of put together. And that sense of excitement was certainly overwhelming for me. And, to sort of see that number one and then to stand on the dais with your teammates and hear the national anthem, those sorts of things you dream about as a kid, sort of experience that in real life is kind of spine tingling.
Where do you keep that gold medal?
It comes out every now and then for events with, you know, if there's kids around and stuff, but mostly it just lives in a safe. And my 1-year-old son put it on for the first time a couple of days ago at the Olympics live event when the Brisbane Olympics was announced.
Yep.
So that was pretty cool. Got a little photo of him running around with it. So, I'm not sure he recognises the significance. But, my 4-year-old is starting to get a bit excited about the Olympics, watching the swimming, loves Emma McKeon. And, you know, we grew up, she grew up on the Gold Coast with my husband was an assistant coach for Emma. So she's met Emma a couple of times, has some photos and gets a real buzz about that. So, it's pretty exciting just to see the next generation getting excited about the Olympics.
So while you've grown in your professional life, do you still feel a rich connection to swimming and to the games?
I think only when it's on, you know. Yeah. I think like when the Olympics are on, you certainly kind of feel like it was just yesterday. But day to day, it kind of just feels like it was a past life. And did I really do that? you know, life moves on pretty quickly and you become, you know, just immersed in what you're doing and, you know, loving my new career and, yeah, sort of, I guess you just move on.
Great things to have done, Mel. Thanks for reminiscing a little bit with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Dr. Melanie Wright, who swam for Australia as Melanie Schlanger. She swam the anchor leg at the 2012 London Olympics, drove Australia to the gold medal, and then was part of the first world record at the 2014 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow as part of the team there with Bronte Campbell, Emma McKeon and Kate Campbell. So she knows exactly what it is to be part of that team that we saw last night. As dominant a team as there is in Australian sport last night.